I can't, words can't express. I mean, one, being next to these guys, and then just, I was playing well before I left, and so I got to get my groove back.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Birthday, too, huh?
More about the notes that you sent?
Yeah, so last year, I know they played a lot of similar opponents this year. And so I just want to see Hicks succeed, you know, ultimately. And so every game or before every game, I would text him and say, hey, I have these notes from the opponent from last year. And he'd be like, yeah, send them my way. And so I sent him Carolina notes, New York notes, Dallas notes. Just try to stay a part of it. But most importantly, like a kid that I've known since 2010, I just want him to do as well as possible.
Were you who's host?
Texas, yeah, I was at the Cowboys-Eagles game in 2010, the playoff game. It was in Dallas. I was still in college, obviously, at the time, and I got a text from my coach, Will Muschamp. He says, get this kid to Texas. And I'm sitting in the stands watching the game, and I'm like, who is this kid? Next thing you know, I text Jordan. He ends up coming to Texas. We play 2 years together there, and then we end up here. He takes my spot, and then he gets hurt, and then I replace him. It's just funny how it all works. Yeah.
So what have you been doing last?
I've been in Philly, been in Philly working out, still hanging out with guys like Chris Maragos, Trey Burton. I probably see them on a weekly basis. Just stay in touch. But been in Philly, been working out, and just trying to stay in the game, stay involved.
Did you have any workouts on your teams?
Yeah, I went to Jacksonville, I went to Atlanta, and I went to Arizona. And so I was pretty regularly on the move, but ultimately I'm glad I wound back up home.
Did you talk to Naj at all about, I mean, he kind of went through a lot of the same things you went through, you know, about just stick with it and be, you know, positive.
Yeah, I kept in touch with a lot of guys. I actually saw Malcolm Jenkins hosted an event last week, and so I was there, saw Jenkins, Brandon Graham, D'Amico. And so I kept in touch with all the guys. Above all else, they're close friends. And so Naj, he was a guy I talked to, like, when they signed him back, I think he was on his way to a workout. He's like, hey, I'm going back to Philly. And then he tells me, hey, Jordan got hurt. You might end up back here. So just staying in constant communication.
Was part of you like, what if I don't get another shot, or were you pretty confident you would?
No, I mean, I was pretty confident. You know, funny enough, Boykin texted me, Brandon Boykin, and we're obviously still close, and he texted me on Sunday. And he was like, I mean, you know you can play, so now you just got to wait on the opportunity. Obviously, he's going through some things in Pittsburgh, but when you know you can play, you just got to wait on the opportunity. And as soon as the opportunity comes, you capitalize.